This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Post show recaps theater is over, but here on post show recaps theater, we're just getting started. Doesn't really make much sense, but that's okay. My name is Grace. I'm here with my co-host Ariel. Ariel, how you doing?
If you know, you know. Your intro will make sense. I'm doing great. I can't believe we watched all the movies and we're just gonna be done. Like that's it. That stopped.
Yeah.
They can't, you know, after the I remember the news very specifically. Mm-hmm. After the strike ended, they were like, we're not making any more movies because PSRT is ending. And here we go. We get to end movies forever for everyone. How lucky are we?
Yeah, we told Josh, like, hey, Josh, there's no more movie. Like, we watch all the movies. He's like, well, I better shut down the thing. And we were like, okay. Like, oops. Yeah.
This really is us spilling the PSRT. That's the ultimate tea.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I was saying this on the Succession finale pod. We did What Will Succeed Succession. Jess, Dr. Mann, and I got together to talk about sort of Succession and what came before it and what might come after it. And then at the end, we were talking about the podcast that we have left. And I was talking about doing this. And I was reminiscing that this is the first like full-time podcast I think I had on post-show recaps. I think I had been like guesting and maybe joining for some shows. But the thing we joke about a lot is that Post Recaps Theater is a little bit of like an endless being. It's like, we'll just talk about a new movie every week for till the end of time. Forever. Until
this happened.
Who knew forever was actually the end of March?
Who knew forever was a close set in mathematics? Not me.
Yeah. But this was a thing where I think you and I have a similar like story in terms of why we felt like we were a really good fit to talk about movies each week. We were both big TV and film people, but when COVID had happened, this is sort of the origin story, I think. You correct me if I'm wrong, which is COVID lockdowns happened and movie sets were shut down and there was less movies coming out. The thing was, when movies came back, you could watch everything. It could be like, I will know the totality of the experience of going to the movies. Yes. At like, this is like mid 2021, I think, the summer of 2021, I believe. And Post Show Recaps Theater, the original iteration, which was Josh and Emily, rotated. There was a patron podcast where they would, it would be a poll. The patron could decide what movie each person who was on the pod would like submit a movie. And then they would watch the one that got the most, results. None of those polls were ever, ballot stuffed with their flag means death. That's just my own personal problem I have to deal with.
And honest, there was no kind of ballot stuffing back then.
Yeah.
Season zero. What a time.
Yeah. And then I think you and I were like, Josh, what if we do one episode a month on movies and we'll just talk about all the three biggest movies from that month? And Josh was like, okay, maybe that's the next iteration of Post Show Recaps Theater. You can have the name, go forth. And yes, we joke about it many times, but we then watched Pig, The Green Knight, and of course, Jungle Cruise. That was like July. Those are the July movies of 2021, I believe. I'll fact check that, but I think that's right.
Yeah, and I think it came out in August because it was always coming out like, you know, a month after. It's crazy. I feel like Jungle Cruise became the bit of the day, so to speak, the bit du jour of, to use a little French, of for us the last few months because you kept bringing it up. And there were times where I was like, she's going to say it. She's going to say Jungle Cruise. And then you did. But that was
an Emily Blunt movie too, which she's like the big movie star. Yes. It's going to be, yeah.
My God, what's his name was in that movie?
A rock.
Mr. Yeah, no, him. I don't want to talk about, but Mr. Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, Jesse Plemons.
Jesse Plemons. Yeah. I was going to get there. Uh-huh. But yeah, Scarlett Johansson was our previous bit. I think at that point where we talked about Jungle Cruise, Scarlett Johansson played like the submarine or something.
No, I believe she was. I believe it's actually a trans joke. I actually believe that she was going to be playing a trans man in a movie about like a sex worker, like a burlesque, like a I think this is.
I don't know what's real anymore.
No, I think that's it. And so it became the joke. That, and then she had an interview where she's like, "Oh, I think we're actors. We can play anything." And so then the joke became,
"I could play a plant."
Yeah, I believe that's what she said. I believe it's really hard to tell what's true and what's not. Very funny this week. I believe Fitzy, but she's been rumored to lead Jurassic World moving forward, and then the big joke is like, well, which type of dinosaur? Yeah, wow. That was a big joke. I feel like we also who is Jennifer Lopez joke. I feel like was like very
Lopez.
Yeah, like who is she? And my because it immediately annoyed you a little. Like,
yes,
like,
well, and that's the
thing. You know, I'm joking, but also like you should not be joking about this.
Like any good bit, it either. You either love it right away or hate it right away. And then there's like an evolution of your relationship with it. And this was very much like, wow, this is so funny, but also how dare you talk about J-Lo like that? And then it just got funnier and funnier.
I think it was because of Marry Me, I think was the movie that probably it started to inspire, which
Marry
that's
who?
Like, that's another class. That's a broad spectrum on PSR. I've just infected everybody who listens to PSR, docs on PSR. About who is joke.
Literally who is J-Lo.
Who is J-Lo? Yeah. And then it turns out to be a meme where she's like walking. It's from I think a documentary or something. Mm-hmm. And she's walking and she walks by her old house and there's a guy on the porch and she goes, "I used to live there." And he goes, "Who are you?"
So funny.
And then I think the Mariah Carey thing is about her too, right? Like I don't know her, and
I think that was about
false rumor.
Was that about J-Lo? I thought it was in my head. It was about a different female famous person, but I could be wrong. But the J-Lo thing is so funny because, yes, I always think of that. Like, oh my God,
it is about Jennifer Lopez.
Who are you?
I don't know her as a phrase popularized by American singer Mariah Carey in response to a circa 2003 question about her thoughts on American singer Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, there you go. See, you know more about American culture than I do.
I believe Amanda corrected me on this.
In my mind, I don't know why it was. No, it's so long ago. I don't know. It wouldn't have been one of the Kardashians. I can't remember who I thought it was, but clearly it was J-Lo. And they're so funny. It's so funny you mentioned that because now there's like this. My friend has been sending me all these TikToks of like people in the Bronx because there's this. God, I don't want to explain a joke, but basically there's this like ongoing thing of J-Lo always bringing up the Bronx and like her time there. And then people really from the Bronx are like, stop talking about us. There was one that my friend sent me today. It was like, stop using us to seem more human. You never spent time here. And you know, some of it obviously is like overly mean and I love J-Lo, but some of it is just so funny because of, especially always in light of, and standing on the shoulders of that moment that you're talking about, of the guy, like, literally have no idea.
Who are you? It's so funny. She's like, I used to live here. It's so
and funny. It was in the comments. It's like, didn't she go back to the Bronx one time? And that guy had no idea who she was.
It's so funny. Yeah, but so we quickly evolved from like being like, wow, it's really hard to talk about basically a movie for 20 minutes alone when you're talking about
and like be cognizant of spoilers.
And waiting a month to talk about whatever the big thing was. Obviously, like movies were in a very weird place where there wasn't a ton of like big movies coming back in the end of 2021. And I believe like I remember one of the things was really challenging was like I think Scream 5 came out that winter in Ontario. Like I missed going to it by a day, and then they were like, yeah, everything shut down again. Like there was another
another wave.
Yeah, there's another wave, and I remember like having to figure out how I was going to watch that movie. I did it illegally.
You screamed.
Yeah, you I screamed.
Tell me to watch this movie.
Well, this is a classic one where
came out. She's like, I have movies.
Well, this is a classic one where I felt like, am I being a real media journalist when I sent you a screen grab of the torrent I found, which had advertisements on it, including one time when literally, like, it's one of the scariest points of the movie, and a man walks across the screen and then like opens a fake door and money falls out and then they want to gamble on their website. So I was like, well, I'm a real journalist, you know.
I will never forget that, even though I had for like, I don't know what the subtle differentiation is in language you've used, like something that you had never thought about before, but you would remember instantaneously if somebody like reminded you of it. But it isn't something that you technically remembered on your own.
Yeah.
But I probably still have that screen grab somewhere.
Probably. Yeah.
I'm gonna sell it. I can sell it as an NFT.
Wow. Grade. Those are Wow. Those like kind of came and went during PSRT.
PSR is older than NFTs.
Yeah. So then we started doing weekly movie recaps.
Wow.
And I feel like really, you know, got it down. So but honestly, this is for me, this is the show that I think like it was the first thing I feel like Josh like kind of like I felt really privileged that he would be like, this thing I did with my wife, here you can have it. And like Push Recap Cedar, I think is a great name, but it was like, yeah, you and Ariel can sort of take the reins on this. And I think if we look back, like I probably hadn't done that much stuff on post show recaps and yet got to then do it. And I'm just incredibly lucky that like you and I were on the same wavelength to be like, can we just talk about movies a bunch? And it's been so fun. So this pod is literally about nothing. It's just to sort of be a send off. So it, well, I don't even know. I really That's don't know who she is. This is the problem.
It can't be about her if you don't know.
Yeah.
No, I echo a lot of what you're saying. Like I feel so lucky that we got to do it for as long as we did. And yeah, the COVID thing, I mean, I have since left this in the past because, you know, real life comes roaring back sometimes. But the idea that like I could be watching every single movie, I think at the time I described it as like a what's that thing that you run on?
A treadmill.
Thank you. And like it, I was like, oh, I can keep up with all of these things and I don't have to run as fast as I had been needing to run pre-COVID. And I did. I saw like everything, every indie movie, I mean, there wasn't, you know, it makes it a lot easier when you're there's an on-ramp, so to speak, right? Of like the quantity, like you're talking about. And
it's not that there was nothing out either, is the thing.
Good.
It still was like, you know, a lot of work to do, but it was like, I describe myself. I heard this, you know, Vulture, that company is from the term culture vulture. Mm-hmm. And I just can't stop thinking. I think someone told me I was that while I was, Ariel, don't want to take a drink. I was at TIFF. They were watching how many movies I was watching. They're like, I think you might be a culture vulture. And it's like, oh,
vulture.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And I feel like, yeah, the like post, first, like the COVID lockdowns of like 2021, as they were like easing up and movies were coming back in theaters. Yeah, you could be a culture vulture and just watch pretty much anything that got released in movie theaters. And you like you had your arms around what was happening in media at the time.
With so much love, these beautiful, beautiful arms and hands, the world just hugging me back. And it's really just movies, not the entire world. Yeah, I love the image of you being a culture vulture at TIFF, walking around and just looking people in the face and going, ah!
No, I'm just saying, get out of my way. I need to watch another movie. Get out of my way.
You're keeping me from the trailers of the movie that I'm going to see tomorrow because there aren't that many movies out right now.
Okay, best and worst thing about TIFF is that there's no trailers, but you do watch the same like seven advertisements like before every single movie.
True,
you watch the
ads,
same ones every yeah, it's pretty bad.
I'd rather watch what was the trailer that I hated the most recently? We kept talking about it. Was the one for Civil War. Yeah, that I don't really enjoy that one. I would rather watch I take that one back. Never mind. Take the ads. Never mind. Well, I'm taking the ads over under on the ads. I'm taking the ads.
The other thing I think that I think really you know, resonate with us is we've definitely done like a bunch of streaming movies, but for me, there is just something so special about going to the movie theaters. I love going to the movies so freaking much. I talked about this, I think on a, on one of the, it was not Post Show Recaps Theater. It was a movie club, Ariel. Remember the short-lived movie club on the Patreon?
MC. Who could forget MC?
MJC. movie who was club. On for Marry Me, I believe.
Oh, my God. Wow. Full circle.
Yeah. So a big thing for movies for me that are such, the reason that they resonate for me as such a, like, an escape. So first of all, it is just like, yeah, it is incredible. Even in like the worst theater you can find, the screen's huge, the music's loud. It's such an escape. I have ADHD, so being able to like literally not be able to look at my phone, and even if I'm in a theater where like there's nobody else in the theater, which happens at the theater near me a lot, I'm really worried it's going to shut down. I can go in and like there'll be nobody else in the theater, and I still don't have that same temptation to like pull out my phone and be on my phone the whole time. Like there is something about being in that like immensely dark space and like sitting and taking the time and paying money to go see that I love about going to the movies. But the other piece is when I moved into the apartment I'm in now, which is near the movie theater, and again, the movie theater near me has always been a little bit under attended, I guess. It was a really safe space for me to like explore gender identity, because like you know, so you could just like buy a ticket through mobile, and like the only person you see is like, you get your ticket scanned, you go in, and like you just sit in the theater, and it sounds really strange, but it was like a place where I could just be me. And I don't know, that like when you're a little trans baby and it's like very like it's awkward to go out in the world because like people will then see you're trans. There was something about going to the movie theater that I absolutely like, I loved, and that being the like sort of like haven for me. And I feel like that has like just spurred into like, yeah, now like getting to see all the movies I see now, like the types of movies that I get to go see and watch. Like I went and watched Problemista this past weekend. I think you've seen it as well, which was like one of the more unique movies. I think like we need to be like finding young filmmakers and people have this like unique perspective, because that movie I think is like, even if it's not the best movie ever, I haven't seen much like it. So like that was like the window into that world. Like I just love going to the movies, Ariel, and I know you do too. But
yeah, I love that. I love you sharing your story. I think for sure, across, like for me, it's like super nostalgic after, as I've already talked about, and like being a little kid and going to the movies like on Sunday with my dad and my brother, because we were going to pick up my mom from work afterwards. And I still go to some of those same theaters that I used to go to if you have closed, unfortunately, but I'm lucky enough to get to go to some of those places, and like that's just like memories on memories on memories. And it's special, and it was special that we got to do this. And you know, speaking of origins, I remember PSR Watches, which is the thing that I was doing with Jess and Josh, that was just on the patron side, and then like you, like the story you told, we kind of came together after all that, and we're talking about new movies, not just old movies, which was crazy. I know you got to talk about The Breakfast Club. I remember listening to that episode on PSRT season 0 with Josh and Emily. And it's wonderful.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
I remember, let's see. I remember the episode. My favorite episode, probably, that I wasn't on to do some to do like our Oscars. This is like our super.
Wow. Okay.
I only have like two categories though. It was, I believe it was for Elemental, which I still haven't seen.
Yes.
But I was traveling, and Jess, I believe, was on, Jess Sterling. And there was all this time. It was really just, of course, the part that I liked and remember most is making it about me. But you were like, Ariel's basically been eaten by a dinosaur. Like, I think like Jurassic Park had just, there was something Jurassic Park in the air also that around that same time.
Yeah.
So I just remember like laughing in the street thinking about myself being eaten by a dinosaur. Okay. By Scarlett Johansson, to be clear.
Do you know, I do remember the three. Did you not do Jurassic Park for PSR watches? Did you not?
We did the original. Yeah, we did the original Jurassic Park for PSR watches.
Remember that's the day I bought my car, and I remember is the first thing I ever listened to.
Stop. Did you name your car Ariel?
No, it's actually miles, for which is short for miles per kilometer.
Miles Morales.
no, it's a pun. I remember I was not feeling well for a movie that I was not super excited to talk about, I was excited to talk about the movie. I was very excited to talk to you and the guests about the movie, which is The Little Mermaid. I believe I was not able to join, so it was you and Chantel
covering
The Little Mermaid. Yeah, can I tell you? I just want to give a shout out to Matt Huff, who was on our, I believe, guest appeared on the Oscars pod that we did for 2023, where we watched all the Oscars movies. Mm-hmm. Him and his co-host Shelby came on for Tar. Matt's currently going through leukemia, but has leukemia, going through chemotherapy. When Matt was in Toronto for TIFF, we had been messaging, and the only way we messaged was basically through Instagram Messenger, and he accidentally set the theme of our Instagram Messenger to be the Little Mermaid theme, and it's the theme of the 2020 3 movie. And then later that day he was like looking at our mess and he's like, why is the theme Little Mermaid? I said, you said it, that I think you accidentally pocket said it, Little Mermaid. And he looked back, he's like, oh yeah, shit, I did. And then so every time I open up to chat with Matt Huff, and it's just the theme is The Little Mermaid, the 2023 musical. It's so funny. It's so fun. It's one of my favorite things ever. But so I have that move. But I remember, watching that or listening to you and Chantel talk about The Little Mermaid and being like, funny. It's fine. It's fine. Do we need to keep doing these? But they make a bunch of money, so it's fine. You know?
And then I hadn't seen the original so long, and we just kept asking each other what happened in the original movie.
And also your Ariel's is it's so funny. Yeah.
Yeah. So stupid. I was really nervous. I remember you weren't going to be on Mission Impossible, the latest one, which I didn't really like all that much, but I got super lucky because Kevin Mahadeo came on.
Yes.
And he loved it. And that was a really fun episode that I did. You know, I've always imagined, of course, podcasting with Kevin was going to be good and fun. But as far as the pod itself and how last minute it came around, I was like, wow. This was I think the maybe my favorite one that you weren't on.
Oh, I thought you were just gonna say my favorite pod ever. And I was like, ooh, harsh.
It's my favorite pod ever that I hosted with Kevin every week.
And how you were I really wish I got to do. I really wish PSRT was me and Kevin.
What if it was just called PSRK?
Yeah,
and Kosher Recaps.
PSR A and K. It was AK-47, and you did. It's 47 minutes. Mm-hmm. AK-47. It's Ariel, Kevin. The podcast is always 47 minutes.
Love that.
No, we had so many great guests. So Tanya, I think, definitely has smashed the record. I don't think anybody could come close to the amount of movies.
Our correspondent.
If I start mentioning people, I'll forget people. So
do it. Make it the awards where you forget someone and then there's drama. Who's your publicist?
No, because I would have chosen to forget Jess, but you already said her name. So no, I'm not gonna say it. But yeah, so many guests. I think the thing too is guests are more complicated. It does seem it's just one other person to be on the pod, but it does become just the scheduling thing, and so it's hard. And I think we've made a conceited effort. I think it's a concerted effort to have
it
guests
conceited if it's about you. Yeah,
well, maybe it is then to really try to have guests, and then also feel we're not there are times when it can just be you and I, and that's people hopefully have been listening because they like hearing our opinions. But it is kind of my favorite thing when if I bring on somebody that you don't know, or you bring someone on that I don't really know, and then it's the meeting for the first time. And that is wild to me that you really hadn't potted with Kevin before Mission Impossible.
Yeah, we had definitely potted before, but not just us two. Just it was two. Usually either you were there or Melissa was there.
Right.
And I was just us. And what was going to happen? Was there going to be beef? And there wasn't.
I edited it all out. I edited it out.
I edited out any meat, any mention of meat.
Yeah. We've talked about some really good movies, Ariel. I think, Past Lives is the thing that I think we keep joking about, oh my God, this is the best movie of last year and maybe ever, whatever. But one that really stands out to me, is Drive My Car is a movie that I have very fond memories of because, you still have your Past Lives. Ariel's showing me a piece of paper from Past Lives, which you use for the...
it was for the best
movies since 2014
movies. Yeah,
of all time. Drive My Car is one that I don't know why it's, but just as a movie that you were like, we must do this movie. And not that I wasn't excited, but being like, oh my gosh, 3 hours. Like, you know, and like trying to do a plot recap of the movie. I don't know if we were doing it at that point or whether we were going beat by beat through the movie. I can't remember. Yeah. But like, that's one that I was like, oh, this movie's so good. This movie's so good. Yes. But yeah, we talked about good movies, Serial.
Past Lives. I was going to bring it up as a joke, but now there is no joke.
No, it's not even a joke.
We love it. Right. It's like the bit that became a bit, but it was actually like unironic and just us loving this movie. And then being like me, especially lately, both of us across time, to be clear, but me lately, who wouldn't let it go. Like Past Lives, well, Past Lives. Even when you ask me a question, like, what time is it? I'm like, Past Lives.
The thing I don't get is like, I thought that the movie had like really high praise, and then it felt like the more the year went on, people were less like, oh yeah, I'm Past Lives. And I'm like, no, don't like and Past Lives. Like,
it didn't air in your past life. It was one of the best movies of the year. How dare you? But listen, not everyone can take all the beauty in the world and absorb it over like a 2 hour period into your soul.
Dune, the first Dune movie, and doing that with Rich, and really like me falling in love with Dune. And the joke for me for like the next like 6 months was like, am I gonna read the Dune book? Like, is it gonna ruin Dune if I read the book? You know. But I went and watched the movie in theaters, and they did the simul release. So I came home and watched it on TV, and I just like fell in love with Dune. And then getting to talk with you and Philly about it is like certainly a highlight of
time.
Yeah, Women Talking. I think we did that one. Well, the bit of like
Women Talking is over. I'll never forget that. Yeah, movies are now over for everyone, but it started first with Women Talking.
I almost started with that as the opening for today was Movies Are Over, but then I thought it was more to be like Puerto Rican theater is over. But
it's over,
Do you have any other like random movies that we've done? The Licorice Pizza Pod was fun too. I remember we were both pretty in love with Licorice Pizza when it came out.
I had honestly kind of forgotten about that, but you've hit on so many that I wanted to mention. I can't think of any others, but for sure, Past Lives. I'll never miss an opportunity to say that phrase, Past Lives. It'll probably be my sign off for this pod, to be honest. No, but so many great movies, Grace. And the movie that you and I were making the whole time while we were recording this, a movie about us podcasting, will never be released because we couldn't agree on what it should be about. But somewhere out there, we made a movie about us.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this is a good time to say. I mean, if you were coming out of this pod to hear that Post-Show Recaps Theater was continuing in some other form, I am, and this is not, I don't know how to do this without, like, I think I do too many bits that people think this is going to be a bit, but unfortunately, for the time being, I mean, not for the time being, for, I think for Post-Show Recaps Theater, for sure, is actually over.
That's definitely over. Yeah.
Yeah, it's over. Ariel and I podcasting together will definitely happen in the future, but currently there are no plans for what that will officially be. Part of that is, I mean, I have something I am working on that I literally am not allowed to talk. I can't talk about it yet, but it's coming. I'm not podcasting, but I have not announced anything. I'm so happy for all of our friends who are announcing all the things that they are doing. Check out
so many
Screen and Page and Whirlwind. I think today Corey B announced is it Adventure Pizza? No, I gotta get the Arcade Pizza. So sorry, Corey, I messed up the title immediately. Is happening.
Licorice Pizza. We talked about Licorice Pizza, so it's understandable you messed up his pizza.
Yeah, so all of our friends have I currently
wonderful.
I can't announce what's up, but it's coming. It will come. It will come at some point. Errol, do you have any?
I can talk about what you're doing next. So I will be revealing what Grace is doing next. No.
Imagine.
Wow.
I'm going to be talking about Elemental every week with Jester.
Elemental. And the podcast is called Elementary, My Dear Friends. And it's not about Sherlock. let's see, I'm going to be on, I have a couple of things coming up. I'll be on the aforementioned Screen and Page, or Page and Screen rather.
Yes.
To talk about X-Men in a couple of weeks. I'm super excited about that, just as a guest. I'll also be on Chappelle's Recap Kickback, I believe this week, to talk about a surprise. And Dr. Amanda and I will be podcasting a little bit more consistently than everything else I've already mentioned that I'll be on, but stay tuned for that announcement. We're still like hammering out some last minute details.
You said you could announce the details. You said.
Listen, I will announce when I announce. What are you announcing, huh? I'll come back on and I'll do
literally nothing.
Follow me on social at that other Ariel on Twitter. Yeah. Follow Dr. Amanda. Certainly, she's the more active one at Dr. Amanda R. That's Dr. Amanda R. There will for sure be announcements coming. We might even get an announcement, little trailer up on the main feed like everyone else has been doing. That remains to be seen. But a lot of exciting things. And I'll still be watching movies. Can you believe it? Wait, I just got this tweet. Movies are not over.
Yeah, I mean, I went to the movie theater this past weekend and watched 4 movies that I'm not talking about. So I watched Immaculate with Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, I watched it too. Should we give a quick Immaculate taste? I thought it was going to be garbage, and it was pretty entertaining. That's what
I was saying. I think their marketing thing of being like, here's all the ways that people are saying it's like anti-abortion and like all this stuff, and then like putting it on the poster of like Sydney Sweeney with blood on her face is pretty brilliant. I watched Late Night with the Devil, which I'm a little disappointed that they used AI for their transition shots in the movie, but otherwise thought it was very, very fun. But it is obviously a big thing that I think people should think about whether or not you want to go watch it and support it, because they used artificial intelligence when they could have just hired artists. Literally already on Twitter, people have posted the same art, but that they actually made, and we're like, this actually would have been great exposure. It would not have cost you that much money, et cetera, et cetera. So a little tricky, but the premise of the movie is very fun. I think the sort of like buzz about it was rightly justified. It's a pretty interesting movie. Did you ever see that yet?
Tonight, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Fun. I watched Problemista.
Okay.
The Julio Torres. Did you watch this yet?
Yeah. So many problems.
You hated the movie?
No. I did not hate the movie.
You haven't seen it. Have you seen it? You haven't seen it.
I did see it. I did see it. I liked it. I like
you
it.
Haven't logged on Letterboxd. So, you know.
Well, listen. Some logs I forget. Sometimes I genuinely forget.
Okay, I did really like it. I don't think it's like I don't think it's a perfect movie, and I actually don't know if I like fully agree with the message, but it's not for me because it's like I'm not an immigrant to America, so my opinion doesn't actually matter that much.
Yeah.
I also. That's true. I do live in Canada. I could become an immigrant to America. I think it's a little different. I think it's a little different if you're from
un poquito.
A little bit. But then I thought like visually what he was doing in the movie and the ideas of the movie and some of the stuff, like the anxiety of like having no money in your bank account. Oof, that felt real.
It's like, oh my God, is this movie about me?
Wow. Yeah. But I really liked it. And I think that we should make, this is the exact thing that Cord Jefferson was saying at the other, like make more of these movies because it's like, it's so different than so much of the other.
Make 17 million movies for $1 each. Right. That's what he was saying.
I'll make a dollar movie. The other thing I saw was Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Have you watched Ghostbusters Frozen Empire?
I refuse. Honestly, the biggest thing, your thing about this weekend was me this weekend saying, thank God I don't have to watch Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Probably would have been
talking about it today.
Yeah. Totally fine movie. The people thought it was funny in my theater. I actually thought Paul Rudd was very funny. I really like McKenna Grace. I believe that's her name.
He is. I barely liked the last one. This one, you would say, based on just how you felt about the last one, this one better or worse?
It's probably a little better.
Okay.
But not by much. And the movie just tries to be like nostalgia characters, like here's just stuff that's gonna happen so that
I already felt that way about the first one. I don't know if I can do it again,
so you don't have to be like literally the thing about the Ghostbusters from the 8 was that there was 4 of them. I believe there is at a point in the movie 12 Ghostbusters. But then you're like, oh, but James Acaster is one. You're like, okay, but like, oh yeah, I don't know. Anyway,
this is a mini series gone wrong.
But I mean, it's funny that I just said like, oh, I went to watch like 4 movies. I didn't have to talk about them, and then I talked about them. But like, it was kind of fun to just like be at the movies, just watch the movies.
Look at us. This is what we'll be like from now on. Stop. After
did you
today,
watch anything? Did you watch anything else? Did you watch anything?
No, nothing. This weekend was pretty slow for me movie wise. I caught up on a lot of Survivor and a lot of Zelda. And I was happy with Immaculate. So,
and did we talk about Love Lies Bleeding yet? Did you watch that? That movie's kind of...
I did watch that. It was almost as good as I wanted it to be. It was so close. I had very high hopes.
Yeah, I would.
But I didn't work out enough beforehand.
So it is
part of the problem. I didn't have enough of a pump.
Yeah, it's a movie that I did not like the ending of in the theater. And the more I have thought about it, the more I do like it. So that's interesting. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Anyway, not working out right now for Aaron and I to continue talking about movies each week, but who knows what the future may hold? And who knows?
In 2028, all movies will be on our phones. So
they'll actually be in our brain. Yeah, actually, I believe they'll be on our glasses. We'll all have those eyes.
Damn it, you're one step ahead.
We'll have those eyeglasses, and then you just watch a movie from your glasses. Yeah.
They're so heavy.
Yeah. Well, Ariel, it's been really fun. And the last thing I think I do want to just acknowledge is I was talking to the great DJ LaBelle Klein, who came on for Top Gun Maverick.
Aww.
And it was the day the post-show recaps announced it was closing down. And for many of the podcasters who podcast on the network, we had been told before that day that post-show recaps would be ending. And Troy reached out to say, hey, I bet this is a weird day. And I said, you know what? I feel really guilty because I've had a lot of time to process the post-show recaps is ending and to think about what I'm going to do next and to think about what will come. And I said, it feels really weird, but it is very, very nice for people to be so sad that they will not be listening to us. And there was a lot of comments that day, Ariel, about like, but no, I listen to Ariel and Grace talk about movies even when I don't listen, even when I don't go to the movies. And yeah. Troy said, I think it's fair. It's not every day that you like you get a funeral for yourself and you hear all the nice things that people say.
And you hear it.
I say that to say that I am so appreciative that people, not only that Josh Regler let us podcast, but that people actually listen to us every week and care to hear our specifically our thoughts about movies that came out in theaters or might have been on streaming. And I'm so appreciative of people who did. And again, this is not us say like we will be talking about movies and sometimes we'll be separately. There'll be times when I will absolutely talk with you, Ariel, on a podcast about movies. I'll talk to you in your DMs. I'll send you stupid memes. Yeah. I'll send you pictures of people in yellow jackets and ask if it's Jonas from Dark.
There was one yesterday. There was a dog. I thought of you. I was in a car though. I couldn't take
it. I know. Sometimes you're like, I can't really get a picture without that person noticing. And I'm gonna have to explain it that it's from a German Netflix show. And I'm like, maybe not now. But alas, I just want to thank everybody who's listened. It does like mean a lot. And I'm so appreciative that people tuned in.
Yeah, it's really been incredible. What a ride. Like it's kind of surreal. Been loving all of it, especially movies with you. Shout out to our Dark coverage that we did with Philly. Some of the best podcasting that I have ever been involved with myself personally on that show that we love so much.
Yeah.
Like Grace said, thank you so much for listening. All the seconds, all the nonsense, all the movies that you hated that you didn't want to see and you just wanted to check us out on. You know, the Dr. Amandas of the world who never saw any movie.
I'm actually going to bill Dr. Amanda for making us watch all those bad movies we watch.
She's like, well, what if we don't do an episode this week? No, but what will Dr. Amanda do? No, she has enough to do. But it's been wonderful and it's such an incredible ride. I am very grateful and I am very graciously now bowing at everyone.
Oh, he did it. He actually did. I was about to call him out for lying, but he did it. He did bow in the pod. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. Ariel, thank you for podcasting with me for almost 7 years.
Wow.
17 years. All right. Well, I'm Grace. That's Ariel. And we were Post Show Recapsters.